You may have heard Keith Wolcott's voice before. 103.5
The Beat. What up, Papa Keith? Back at you. Up next.
He's better known as Papa Keith, the afternoon DJ on 103.5 The Beat.
More details after this mask off future.
Papa Keith is 46, and he's been a fixture in the South Florida hip-hop scene for more than 15 years. His show reaches thousands of listeners. He recently decided to start using his platform to promote causes he cares about, starting with a campaign to get out the vote last year. His biggest undertaking so far has been organizing the People Matter Fest.
I've been to a lot of festivals and shows in South Florida, hosting them, being a part of them, witnessing them. And I was saying, wow, there's really nothing for the kids, you know, nothing they could relate to, artists they want to see and stuff like that in the same kind of a festival setting.
So he planned one.
The People Matter Fest, June 17th, Charles Hadley Park in Liberty City. Performances by the mayor of Miami, Trick Day.
It would be free and open to the public. There would be a basketball tournament, food, and a kids' play area. Papa Keith put it out on social media and got support from Miami City Commissioner Keon Hardiman and sponsors. Then, the Hadley Park Neighborhood Association got wind of the whole thing.
Why do you love Hadley Park?
Oh, but my God. I grew up on the park. I grew up here. My kids played here. The camaraderie, you see.
That's Samuel Lattimore. He's 71 and president of the Hadley Park Neighborhood Association. He says he didn't hear about the festival until after it was already being advertised.
Someone brought me a flyer and showed me about this festival that was supposed to be here at the center. We didn't know anything about any festival.
He says he was concerned about parking and whether there are enough entrances and exits to the park.
And so that generated some discussions among the residents who live in the area in terms of whether they felt that it should be held here.
He mentioned shootings earlier this year in Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Park after a parade honoring the civil rights leader.
If you have a shooting here, where do you think people are going to run? They're going to run across 12th Avenue, which is dangerous, and those are going to try to get out on 17th Avenue are dangerous.
When we talked to Papa Keith, he'd already heard that there was fear around the People Matter Fest.
And this is all the reason why I want it to happen. Like, give these, you know, give people a chance, you know, let's make history, let's see, you know.
Papa Keith says due to the concerns from the Neighborhood Association, he decided to move the event east of I-95 to nearby Atholy Range Park. He says police stipulated that he shorten it by 2 hours and remove the entertainers. The City of Miami Police Department declined to comment for this story. Stacy Dean works at the community center in Hadley Park and lives nearby. She says while she understands Lattimore's concerns, she thinks seeing the artist perform would have been great for the kids in the community.
You know, rap, singing, they know the songs from the radios, they play it, knowing they're gonna physically see these people. They were excited and they didn't have to pay, it was free.
The festival in Atholy Range Park will feature a kids zone, basketball, a DJ battle, and food vendors, but no live hip-hop performances. I'm Holly Pretzky in Miami.